BingBangBop.com.
All right, this is the Bing Bang Bop podcast. This is our inaugural episode, and I'm Lee.
I'm Scott.
I'm Chris.
And we're going to do a little podcast together. It's I don't know if you ever listen to the Unemployment Hour, but it's hopefully going to be nothing like that.
Cause I forgot about that.
It was shitty. Yeah, it wasn't very good. And I think a big problem with it is I didn't have buddies and funny people to talk to.
It was pretty good. It had its moments. I don't think it's totally retired yet. Right?
No, I'm planning on at some point starting to do it again. It's very hard trying to be entertaining.
Yeah.
And insightful, or all those things that a podcast can be when it's just you in a room talking. So it always degenerated to me just talking to a bunch of funny voices and rubbing my dick and talking about it as I was doing it. Or I do little stories. I made up a story called The Shark Who Ate Its Mother. Yeah. It's a story about a goldfish whose mother got eaten by a shark, and the goldfish decides he's going to exact revenge.
That sounds like a Pixar movie.
Yeah, it does. It's kind of like I ripped it off Finding Nemo or something. Yeah. But anyways...
But that's what the unemployment is all about.
Yeah, I have to be honest, I only listened to about 45 minutes of one of them.
Oh,
I think,
brutal.
It was lots of too much swearing and stuff, and I had my kid in the house when it was on. Like, I had it on the big speakers and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, it was like, it was you rubbing your dick.
I wouldn't know how to transition to something, so I'd just play a song, and then the song would come back in, and I'd be like,
that was cool.
Yeah. Oh yeah, just got really shitty. Oh,
you tried. This is a better format.
It is a better format. I'm here drinking a beer with all my friends. And are you gonna fucking drink up, Sally? What's going on?
We all have no pants on.
None of us got our pants done up. We're all.
I for the record have my pants on.
Yeah.
Pants.
My pants are half on.
Yeah.
Kind of. So I'm the only one that's being totally homoerotic here because I'm in my underwear.
It's not that weird though.
It's really not. It's kind of
standard.
I'd hate to like embarrass you guys with my shiny white man thighs. So
and your ginormous cock. So what's new? What's new with everyone? I got a story. I got a story that I'm not supposed to tell that I will tell after you guys tell your shit. But anyways, what's new?
Is this something you're supposed to say for dinner tomorrow?
Yeah, but I'm not going to. You guys just have to not spill the beans. And
sure. We have to pretend to be surprised tomorrow.
On Friday. Yeah. What? Anything new happening? Well, don't all jump up at once.
Me and Chris talk all the time. Well, kind of all the time. I feel like we just hung out, but I guess it was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I never see you, man.
No, that's sorry.
See you.
Sorry, man. We leapfrog through time.
Yeah.
We just hop ahead.
There's periods of time where we see each other.
Keeps these conversations fresh. Mm-hmm.
Has your kid figured out how to masturbate yet?
Negative.
No?
Yeah. He's not old enough for that yet. He's starting to get three-word sentences now, which is freaking amazing. Pretty weird when they kind of learn to do that stuff.
I like pussy. That's a good three-word sentence. Is that what he said?
And when I was younger, he could hide the masturbation pretty easily. Like, maybe he's just good at it.
Maybe.
My mom caught me. The way I started, let's talk about...
Let's go down this path.
When did you guys start masturbating?
Sure.
I think I'm going to beat everyone on this. I started...
Yeah, you're probably serving your life.
I started humping blankets.
Yeah.
I would point, you know the way that you put your dick in your waistband when you're trying to hide that you have a boner? Yeah. I would point my dick upwards and I would hump blankets. I would just hump it like go up and down on the shaft of my dick.
Yeah.
And I would have full out orgasms, like multiple, like in a row. But,
so you're old enough for that part. That
yeah, but nothing would come up.
That's weird.
It was just orgasm. It was the best, actually, because it got really messy around about grade 7.
Yeah.
I moved on to pillows. At first, I was humping blankets. Then my humping blanket, my mom washed one time, and the washing machine totally ate it to bits.
Oh, shit.
And I was fucking choked. Because
it's like your girlfriend.
It was like my girl. I was just going to say, it was like my girlfriend. It was like the princess. It was Leia. Which was fucked because Star Wars, I didn't understand that Luke and Leia were brother and sister, so I would sometimes pretend to be Luke and Leia was my... That's a totally other story.
That's George Lucas' fault.
Yeah, totally. He fucked. He's in.
But then there was Princess Leia from the gym.
Oh yeah, that chick at that used to work out at River Racket. It was like my girlfriend, so I would hump that thing all the time, and that thing got... So then I moved on to pillows. And one time in grade 7, I'm humping my pillow, and there's a big fucking mess and, like, you know, a big wad of goo in my pajama pants.
What is this?
So that was shitty. Yeah, so that sucked. And then, you know, around grade 7, grade 8, I learned the actual technique of beating off where you just grab it in your hand. And what about you guys? You had sex. You had sex before you beat off.
Which is really weird. I didn't jack off until after I had sex for the first time, which is really strange.
Which is nuts, right?
You're kidding me.
Yeah. You know what? I might have dry humped that girlfriend until
climax.
Until I finished it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. One other time before that. Before the sex part. But yeah, then after that, then I was like, ooh, that was nice.
I could do this whenever I want. I might as well.
I could do this myself. Like, the girlfriend's crazy bitch. Yeah, no, seriously, that's kind of how it went for me. I figure that's a little unusual, but I don't know.
I remember grade five.
That's pretty good. That's 12. That's not 12, bad.
10? 10 years old?
I don't know.
Did you shoot?
I don't really. I remember jerking off, but yeah. I don't really remember
anything. The best part of it, you don't remember. It's funny how that works.
Yeah,
I'll get bored with it.
No, you touch it once, you're like, ooh, that was nice.
Oh, that was pretty good.
I would see, like, when I was younger like that, I would do that.
It was
like,
nice and then shameful at the same
time.
Yeah,
like, you rub up against something kind of funny. you rub up against something funny, you're like, ooh, that felt good. And what was that? You know, and I must have just somehow kind of gotten by that for, 16 years.
I remember one time I was in the backyard working the weed whacker, and I happened to let it rub up against my shaft at one point, and I was like, oh, that's pretty good. And I remember you guys would have vibrating phones. The vibrating phones first came out, and I was like, fuck, I want to borrow those guys' phones and have them call me so I can have a vibrator on my balls.
I remember the Rumble Pack for the N64.
Yeah,
that did that sort of
thing. You put that in your ass.
I launched it right in there. It kind of hurt more than it felt good.
I bet. Jiggling.
Tore
your rectum down.
Tore my brown eye. But, you know, I'm still here today, so.
I never got quite on board with ass play. I remember one time, probably around grade 2, I put my finger in my butt one time, and all the way in. And felt the inside. I got scared.
I'm clenching from the subject.
Yeah, that's
that's terrible. Ass play. I know. Apparently, a thumb in your ass while you're getting a blowjob is fantastic.
Yeah,
I'll never know.
I'm open to that eventually, but up to this point, all attempts in that region have been
thwarted.
Not that pleasurable.
Yeah,
you know. But, you know, whatever floats your boat.
To each their own. A lot of guys like big dicks in their ass, so, you know. Yeah.
Cool. But it's not for me.
Not for me. Well, you wouldn't know it till you tried it, I guess. But,
yeah. Well, last week you seemed to like it. Oh, a gay joke! Oh, it's funny.
Nice. Last week I was gay.
I'm not gay, my boyfriend is.
Try a gay week.
That's okay.
I advocate everyone to try a gay week.
Comes right after Shark Week. It's a whole big thing.
Put on your mesh fucking shirts and go to the club every night.
Turn on the Right Said Fred and just go to town.
That's Right Said Fred. That's the I'm Too Sexy guy, right?
Yeah.
B card. I know that I'll have the beat you guys out on the V card for sure. When you guys lose that, if you want to talk about it. If you don't want to talk about it, that's cool. I was 22, 23.
I thought you'd call that losing.
Losing or winning card. Winning it, losing, swiping it.
I was 16.
Yeah, it's probably about normal.
I'm not sure that it was either end of 17 or beginning of 18.
Yeah. I was a late bloomer in all respects except for masturbation. I was
early.
Yeah, very
That's
early.
Probably how you could hold off so long. You just go at it.
I didn't have to chase after some useless chick because I could just beat off.
You had that pillow girlfriend.
The princess blanket or whatever her name was. Cool. You guys see any good movies lately?
Having kids, you don't get to too many movies.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Kind of worried about that. I've been trying to rock at least ever since I got out to Ontario. I've been trying to rock a movie a day. Whoa. That's been my goal, and I've been, I might be about a movie or two movies behind that goal right now.
Wow.
Just because I just had a racquetball tournament last weekend, so I only watched one
movie. So obviously we're talking not just new stuff, we're talking
everything.
Anything.
Lots of shit on Netflix. I just saw X2, this X-Men number 2 for the first time. I saw the Lord of the Rings first movie a while ago. Yeah, lots of stuff on Netflix. I've seen Argo, Looper.
Yeah.
Going to see Looper tonight. Again, I'm looking forward to it, actually, because thus far, it's my favorite movie of the year.
Really?
Let's not, I don't want to get you overly excited for it.
Setting it up for failure. No, for sure. I've heard good things. I mean, you know,
no,
Robin obviously said it was good. You know, he's got fairly good taste.
But, yeah.
You know, like, but we had, like, you're saying better than Avengers?
Better than Dark Knight Rises. That's my favorite.
Avengers was better than Dark Knight.
I disagree. See, I thought Dark Knight Rises was better than the Avengers. You guys both disagree with that?
No.
Yeah, I thought Dark Knight Rises was better. The Avengers was very good. Awesome movie. Lots of fun.
Yeah, no, I just watched Dark Knight, like, this last weekend with the wife.
I haven't seen it again yet. I'm wanting to see it again.
This is my second time. You know what?
It's full of holes. There are holes in it. There's definitely holes.
You know, if you want a good laugh, watch the, you know, Honest Trailers. Have you watched those before?
No, I haven't.
Just go YouTube.
Or I think I've maybe seen one.
You don't have to YouTube this right now, but I mean, for anybody, just YouTube Honest Trailers, and you'll lose an hour of your life, because they'll suck you in.
You'll just keep
going. You'll get into YouTube, like, you know, but it's totally worth it, because they do some really good movies, and they're funny as shit. They're really worthwhile.
I think you had one, or somebody had one, I think it might have been an Honest Trailer, that was like a made-up movie, like every Oscar movie or whatever, and it just had a bunch of like the mentally challenged brother, and like quirky, like it had all those.
I think that's that Jimmy Kimmel skit where it was like they were making like the perfect movie.
The perfect Oscar movie or something.
And it was like every Oscar thing.
But I saw Life of Pi as well, which was very good. What else did I see? The Master, which is actually probably my second favorite movie at this juncture. It's Paul Thomas Anderson movie. He's the guy who did Boogie Nights, Punch Drunk Love. He also did There Will Be Blood. It's got Joaquin Phoenix, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Amy Adams.
Is he walking somewhere?
He's walking to Phoenix. He's walking all the way to Phoenix. That's a long way.
Provided he isn't already in Phoenix. Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
He's in Mesa.
But, sorry, I don't like any of those movies you just listed, really.
Have you seen them?
I've seen a few. Not all of them. Punch Drunk, you know, I don't. Never cared for it. Never. Hated it, but
what about Boogie Nights though? Boogie Nights I just saw last year.
Don't lose it, but I've never seen it.
Okay, no, that's cool. I just saw it last year. Actually.
And There Will Be Blood was kind of, I don't know.
For me, I'm not necessarily the biggest fan of that movie. I like it.
It was okay.
But that's a movie for me that you have to see just for Daniel Day-Lewis's performance. His acting in that
all
movie
is worth seeing just for him.
Yeah, yeah. The movie, I mean, a lot of people call it one of the best movies of all time. I like it.
What movie?
If I'm rating it on Netflix, I did rate it on Netflix. I gave it a 3 out of 5. Now, it's 1 star hated, 2 star didn't like it, 3 star liked it, 4 stars really liked it, 5 stars loved it. So every movie that I watch from here on in, ever since getting Netflix, I always put in
arbitrarily place into your
arbitrarily into that. Into that, and they don't do half stars. It'd be good if you could get half stars, because there's some movies that I didn't
I'm not sure.
Yeah, that just wasn't that good, but I did not like it. Like I'd like to be able to give it a 2.5.
Make a fucking decision.
So I give it 3 stars, and sometimes, you know, when you got a movie that was okay, and then you got, you know, a movie that was good but not great, you know, it's kind of shitty. But There Will Be Blood is a 3 out of 5 for me.
Yeah.
I've only seen it once. But yeah, The Master, it's not for everyone. It's a weird, you saw it. We saw it together.
We did.
We saw it together. And you weren't too happy about it.
No, I didn't say that. I just, like, I think I enjoyed myself. I'm just not really sure I know what I saw.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's definitely.
That's not what I go for. I don't know. You know.
But
I left puzzled, but I was thinking.
Given the fact
that
I can't see too many movies anymore, I have to get bang for my buck. I'm crushed if the movie's bad now. Like, if I took the
time. That's a good plan of attack to have, though, because you're not seeing bad movies then.
Well, yeah.
Or hopefully not.
Yeah.
Like, hopefully you're making good choices.
I don't take the time for a lot of those Oscar bait movies. I'm more of the sure things, you know, the big blockbusters.
for me, that's the thing about me, like the Oscar bait movies. Yeah. I mean, usually that's kind of where I focus my attention is Oscar nominated films for the most part are usually, I find, nominated because they're great films. And most of the time that holds true for me. Last year was a very weak year for, it was a weak year for movies, but more so a weak year for movies. It was a very weak year for nominations. There was a lot of movies that got nominated that I did not feel needed to get nominated.
Yeah.
Hugo was an okay movie. It was good. It was a 3 out of 5 for me. But Tree of Life was fucking, I hated that thing.
It sounds awful.
To each their own. Some people are really into that stuff. Nothing fucking happens in it. It's so fucking slow. The acting is not the issue at all. There's a lot of great actors in it, but I hated it.
I
hated it. It was dog shit. And yeah, I mean, none of the other, like, there were some nominations that, you know, I wasn't, you know, over the moon about, but they were good movies. I could actually say, you know, this was good, but Tree of Life was awful. You know, one of the worst movies.
Are there like a fixed amount of movies that get nominations fixed thing? Or are they just like, oh, these are all the good ones?
You know, it's five or 50.
They used to nominate 5,
yeah.
And they changed it to 10.
That's for just...
Up to 10.
That's for Best Picture.
For Best Picture.
Yeah.
They still do 5 in every other category. Best Picture, they do up to 10. So it can be a maximum of 10, but last year they only did 9. So it's like you have to get a certain amount of votes before you're eligible. Yeah. So last year it's up to 10, but it could be as few, it's probably a minimum of 5,
yeah.
A maximum of 10. Yeah. Most years are not going to be like last year where it's a weak pool to draw from. So they're going to be mostly 10. I think my theory on this, and I'm not alone, is I call it the Dark Knight rule. The jump from 5 to 10 is what I feel is a result of The Dark Knight not getting nominated. Now, I'm not talking about The Dark Knight Rises. I'm talking about Heath Ledger, The Dark Knight, which is, you know, the best one by far. And in my eyes, the best superhero movie ever. And probably my second favorite comic book movie. I like Sin City more than The Dark Knight, which is going out on a limb. I understand that's a crazy thing to say, but...
No, not crazy.
Well, it's a little controversial, but and they used to, way back in the day, they used to, like in the 30s or whatever, they used to nominate 10 films, but I feel like the jump from 5 to 10 is totally a result of The Dark Knight. Well, yeah, I don't know if it's totally, but it has something to do with The Dark Knight getting snubbed a nomination that it should have had that year. I call it the Dark Knight rule. Some people do, some people don't, but... But yeah, Tree of Life was a terrible movie in my eyes. I appreciate some of the stuff. Like, it had some really good looking, some great cinematography, if you want to be a, I was going to use a bad word. I was going to say fag, but probably shouldn't say. I'm trying to stop saying fag, because it's probably a bad word to use.
Gay's okay.
Gay's homo. Fudge packer.
Queer sounds weird.
Space docker. You know, space docking is when you put your... This is funny. You guys never know what space docking is?
Never.
So you got one dude is uncircumcised, one dude is circumcised. Now, the two fudge packers put their...
I think I get the rest.
The tips of their dicks go together, and the uncircumcised nail puts his foreskin over top of the... circumcised male.
That's...
And then I guess they just sit there and hang out and oh fuck, the phone's ringing.
And they just...
I think...
I'm not going to answer it.
They
can leave a message. That's fine. Hopefully it's nothing... Hopefully it's a telemarketer. But then I could tell a telemarketer, fuck off, the podcast.
You got an old school answering machine up there, Rich?
Yeah, we got a message manager where it picks up. And
with the tapes.
I'd like
to say, go out there and bring him in.
Yeah, I should have. Yeah, God. Hey, you're on a podcast. Say something funny. I'll put you on speaker.
No pressure.
That would have been a good idea. Now I'm bummed I didn't do
now
that.
We're recording your conversation.
Yeah. Space talking. So I
just called me.
I happen to have a little bit of foreskin on my penis. Any of you guys want space talk with me right now?
It sounds like kind of. It sounds neat.
It's the gayest thing you can do.
It's neat, but like I don't quite entirely understand how that would. Feel good. Not having foreskin doesn't help. for me, but
you know. I have a little. I think my circumcision.
I guess it makes a non. It makes a circumcised man feel like a non-circumcised man, at least
for a while, right? Yeah,
for the duration of the space.
That's a good point.
It's like, oh my, there's this warm sheath over my mushroom head. It's like a skin toque. Yeah, but no, really, it's like lips,
except not warm, wet, and
I suppose if they simultaneously blow loads, they can exchange passengers.
that's space docking. That's maybe where it comes from.
Wait.
How do you function that? Do you even care?
Do you just sit there and look at it? Like, what do you do? Do you thrust in?
I don't even understand what gay guys do. I mean, I just always, you know, you always assume that it's each guy fucks the other on the ass, but.
Do they take turns?
Do they? I don't
know. Well, apparently they got the top and the bottom.
Yeah.
Apparently some dudes like to get it, and some people like to give it.
Sometimes they just give hand jobs, dude.
Yeah, well, like, I mean. Yeah, I mean, wouldn't it be better off to just 69 all day? So that you don't have, like, who wants a dick in their ass? Like,
people,
I guess it's for some people. Some people like
that,
it.
Need want that in there.
I guess.
They like the thumb and the bum.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's,
Yeah.
Maybe we should have a gay guy on the podcast and ask him if it's not. I'm probably being super offensive right now and homophobic. And
no, we're just admitting.
Yeah,
we're admitting ignorance. Yeah,
just, we don't know what it goes in and why anyone. Yeah, I mean, I don't.
I've only met like one or two for sure gay people.
Yeah, I have not met very many at all.
And by met, I mean like, you know, how they'd be doing.
So I went to my company's year.
Well, so meet a gay guy doesn't mean like. You know, punching him like 10 times in the head and then making him bite the curb. And oh, funny.
Oh, snap.
Oh, you're terrible. What staff party? What?
I went to the staff party, year end staff party.
Yeah.
There's several gay couples that at where I work. And then,
really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to get another beer. You guys want one?
I'm good.
Sure.
All right.
I was sitting at a table with this guy that I hardly ever worked with.
Lee, get me one too. Change my mind. Sorry, okay. So gay guys work, continue?
Yeah, so sitting, like, he works on a different floor, I never, like, interact with him.
Yeah.
But I knew he was gay. Anyway, so I sat with him and his
partner?
Partner, husband, whatever the
I think
PC term is. That's the word I'm trying to use.
Whatever word they like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was interesting. And then I was also there with a dude who was my date. So
was
that
was gay.
Yeah, and okay. They're in my.
Yes.
But that was a thing that I did recently.
Was it
current events? There you are.
Was he? I don't want to ask. Was he strange or anything? But what's that dynamic like? Is it kind of awkward at all?
There was one that definitely you could tell that played more of a male role than a feminine role, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to say feminine role, but like.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah.
A little, you're aware of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's kind of funny, the world we live in. Just don't get exposed to that sort of thing. We get it more on TV.
One is more outwardly stereotypical gay than the other.
Yeah.
Mm. More flamboyant, as you would say.
Yeah.
More Riddler-like.
Yes.
You know. That offensive. You know, like the Riddler. The Riddler's kind of flamboyant.
I get it now.
It's a joke, an old comic in Saskatoon. I can't remember his name. Compared gay people to the Riddler. He said, so, you know, if you want to be gay, that's cool. You know, maybe a little bit of a homophobic, offensive joke, but he said, you know, if you want to be gay, that's cool, but you don't have to buy a little dog and dress up as the Riddler all day. It was just a little joke he made. I can't remember his name, so I can't even credit the source, but where I came up with the Riddler line.
Some comic in Saskatoon. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just search for them.
Yeah. I know. No, but so it's not necessarily like, I'm recently, I was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast, the Joe Rogan Experience. I recommend it for anyone who's listening to us right now. Shut us the fuck off and go listen to the Joe Rogan Experience.
Absolutely, do it right now.
Yeah, it's fucking fantastic podcast. And he was saying, he was kind of, you know, he was talking about gay people, gay guys, and he was like, you know, they kind of got it all figured out because they get to hang out with guys all day.
Yeah.
You know, and fucking great hanging out with guys, but, you know, And obviously, it's a joke, and he said the same thing, it's a joke. Like, chicks are cool, too, as long as you have the right one.
And then there's the Jim Jefferies approach,
where you know,
they
women
like
are all
fucking
nuts.
Guys in the ass so much that they called it happy.
But it's not necessarily, like, a couple dudes watching sports together, and then after the game, they fuck. Like, sometimes there's a little bit more of a feminine dude, and sometimes there's a little bit more of a non-feminine dude or whatever, but
yeah, that's kind of how sort of has to work.
Yeah,
I'm just boy. So I know
it
so
is what it is. I mean, deep,
so
whatever floats your boat, right?
Yeah, yeah. But to be honest, I'm not really that worried about not knowing about it either. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not like
that. Well, it's not like
I say people should be able to do whatever.
No,
they
go
do.
Ahead. It's
yeah,
great.
And
let's
like I think you don't have to. Yeah, it's not. You don't necessarily have to know everything. I think. It's just good to know enough so whereas you're not going to be ignorant.
Yeah.
Like, it's like...
No, exactly. You don't say something stupid on the podcast.
Yeah. And I mean, which, you know, I'm going to do because I'm fucking joking around. But I know one of my favorite bands, Against Me, just recently had their singer came out as trans. And yeah, Laura Gable now.
Laura Jane Grace.
Laura Jane Grace Gable, formerly Tom Gable. And, like, I remember watching interviews, you know, recently after this had happened. And, you know, there were some questions like, well, how do, like, you know, what's the kind of etiquette of, you know, fans or whoever talking to you? And she's saying, you know, like, I understand if, like, you slip up and say something like, you know, oh, how's it going, man? Or I don't know, just making, like, you know, you can't expect everyone to you know the right plans of attack, and yeah, we don't, I mean, it's almost more ignorant of us to, you know, if a gay guy was in this room right now talking about all the, you know, different ways that they copulate each other,
yeah.
I mean,
copulate.
Unless, of course, they wanted to offer
it. And if they want to talk about it, then fuck yeah, like, you know, and hopefully
I'd listen.
Jokes.
I'd listen.
Yeah, fuck yeah, absolutely. I'd listen, for sure. Yeah. I mean.
Maybe it's for you, maybe it's for me, I don't know.
Maybe we'll come on to a new thing. But,
a new dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm glad we're all on the same. Glad we're all on the same page for this. I get real frustrated sometimes when people are real ignorant about it. The thing that I think bothers me the most is people who think it's a choice. Now, in my eyes, and you know, thinking from I mean, I'm not a normal person, but you know, in this stance, I think I can be pretty logic. I don't understand why somebody would ever, in their right mind, and maybe, I mean, I understand there's some people that aren't in their right mind, but why would you ever choose to put yourself behind the eight ball so badly in life by being a homosexual?
Yeah.
Like, you know, the sad reality of the situation is we're still a few years away from it being okay worldwide to be homosexual. So I don't understand why somebody would choose to put themselves in a spot where they're basically
it's
nobody chooses.
One thing I've always kind of thought about the gay thing, though, like the gay, you know, the GLPD, you know, all that. Although it sure seems like there's a lot more progressiveness and tolerance happening in a lot faster fashion with that than there is with, you know, things like fucking racism and shit like that. It's kind of funny how quickly that is.
Yeah,
that
it's,
agenda
it's
is
great.
Moved along. But
it's
yeah.
great, but it's a bummer in terms of isn't being done otherwise.
Yeah, well, you know, I just racism is the easy one when you think about it. It's like, well, why the fuck is that still around?
Yeah,
you could get rid of that. Should you know that should the way the whole you know gay tolerance you know or everything
yeah.
is going
has almost come around quicker than racism.
Racism totally hasn't come around. Racism
yeah.
totally out there. You know,
yeah,
totally
it still
out there.
Is. Even we don't keep slaves anymore, but there's still, it's bad.
There's still people,
you know? you know, and, you know, some of them can't swim very well, but, you know, there's still people, and I don't understand why we just can't, you know, take everyone and you know, I was making a really bad black
put
joke.
Put them
so,
on a farm somewhere.
Can't we just put them out, you know, can't we just, like, you know, all coexist and, you know, just let them, you know, can't we give them life jackets and swim alongside them instead of, you know, just being racist all the time and letting them drown? Like, we really need to come around here.
Hockey, but, cracker.
what all that said,
people
I like jokes about people being different.
Oh, you have to.
And I'm, you know, it's easy for me to say that, like,
You just got to spread it around.
White
you,
male
you
know, like, in my late 20s.
Yeah.
The world caters to me in theory, but
this is true.
I think differences in people are hilarious.
They are.
They should,
stereotypes
you know,
are
it
hilarious.
It shouldn't be taboo to discuss it.
No, they're
or,
fine.
Like,
no.
I don't say
racist,
fun at
racist,
yeah.
Like, the thing is a lot of these things are funny because they're so bad. Like, and it's, why not fucking make it, like, yeah, okay, like, we gotta have a sense of humor. I understand things are offensive, but, you like, funny is funny. And, like, it's like a rape joke. Like, in my eyes,
I love rape jokes.
A rape joke, and I think Sarah Silverman said this. She's a female comic, and she has a ton of rape jokes. And she says rape jokes are okay as long as the whole point of your rape joke is talking about how terrible rape is. Now you're doing that by saying, oh, they're swimming, like I'm making light of people who, there's been like, I think one time a sportscaster way back in the day in a more racist time, maybe the 60s or something, they were talking about black guys in sports and how, you know, they're really good at some sports and, you know, you don't see a lot of black guys in swimming. Well, I guess they're not very buoyant. There was a sportscaster, a white sportscaster, who actually said that on the air at one point. You know, like, it's
wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I make racist jokes, you know, trying to be, ironically,
oh.
He does have a
Well, like, even you guys
watch it cracker.
You guys remember Howard Cosell? I mean, actually, we're way too young for this, but watch this. Howard Cosell was very famous. I think he was Monday Night Football back in the 70s or something. And he was like, during a game, just doing the play-by-play, and this, a black running back. Blacks make better running backs.
You can't deny that. The proof is in the pudding.
Yes,
you mean.
Yes.
The proof is in the cornbread.
Adrian Peterson's awesome. but what he said, I guess, on air, if I remember, I watched some like made-for-TV movie about this guy. And he said the running back, you know, had a really good run, and then he's like watching the replay again after, and he's like, oh, and look at the little monkey go. But the way it sounded, at least, you know, to
America,
to you know, most people, is that he meant it in the racist thing, not as in, you know, he was small. He was like a smaller.
Yeah,
player. He was smaller and diminutive, and
you know, his arms were really long,
you know,
and you know,
come on, seriously.
Like, no, I know. In all seriously.
No, but like it's kind of funny, you know. You want to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I guess, you know, I can't remember what year this was supposed to be, but yeah, he got canned. I'm pretty sure right after that.
Really,
never was back on, and he was a very very famous
Howard Cosell.
Yeah.
Well, fuck yeah, we all know who that. Like, you didn't have to be around.
Oh, yes, I've never seen anything. You know, like, everybody knows.
Oh, everyone who knows. Yeah, like you don't have to live during his time to know who he is.
Voice,
I mean, it's like Walter Cronkite.
Yeah.
Like, he's.
Yeah.
One of those quintessential.
Yeah, absolutely.
Holy fuck!
Yeah, no, like,
wow.
I'm not entirely sure that's what it was, all that kind of led to his downfall. But I remember that being kind of like the nail in the coffin.
Jeez.
It is terrible.
Oh wow! Look at that little monkey go!
Look at the little monkey. You wanted to tell us a story.
I was
going to
say, yeah, we're 33
right.
minutes
well,
into this.
I
copping out, it's copped out.
I feel like the ship.
Is that enough time to tell?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know me. I can get a little long winded when I'm telling a story, but I feel like the shit we're talking about right now is a lot more interesting and funny than my story. But anyways, so now I have to totally switch gears. We're talking about racism and homosexuals and space stalking. All this shit, but okay, so
mostly gay topics.
Okay, so I'm on my, this is before, so short story long for whoever is listening. My girlfriend's going to school out in Waterloo, Ontario. And my hometown is in Saskatoon. So
Where we are now.
We're in Saskatoon. It's Christmas time. And I came home early for Christmas because there was a tournament in Minot, North Dakota. I'm a competitive racquetball player, so I figured I'm not doing anything. Hence the name Unemployment Hour. I don't work during the racquetball season. I make as much money as I can working during the summer so that I can just afford to you know, play racquetball and watch movies and masturbate and
watch one movie a day.
Make podcasts. Watch a movie a day. Make podcasts in very infrequently. I had all this time I could have been making podcasts and I'm not. But anyway, so yeah, I came home early. Now here we are. Anyway, so I'm picking up Lisa from school with she has a car. She has a Mazda Protege. I have a white Chevrolet Cavalier. I don't know.
White.
Look at that Freudian slip with the racism. If something's white, I have to regard it as white.
It's a look very black to me.
It's a Caucasian car. I got a Caucasian Cavalier.
It should be noted that he's wearing white underwear too.
Yes.
Of course, just totally racist. And my dick. If you look at my dick, it's clearly a white dick because, I could go on and on for a whole podcast about all the problems with my penis. It's like, I'm picking Lisa, and this, I don't know if we have time to bring this up, but one time I was telling a story about a trip that I made to do, well, okay, maybe I'll get into this part of it another time, but short story long, one time I was telling Scott this story about this trip I went on where there's a few bumps in the road. And, but it was a lot of it. I mean, the basic parts of the story were true, but I totally upped it up. I made it way more fabricated and ridiculous and all this stuff. And then at the end, I told him, no, a lot of that was fucking, you know, just amping it up for fun. This
basically,
is what really happened.
Everything interesting
was fabricated.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything that was kind of bad lucky was, you know,
real. Kind of sad and unfortunate was like real.
It was real, and the really exciting stuff was fake. This is all real. This is all true.
I still remember this.
And I promise you this. And don't tell your fucking wife that we told. Don't tell her the story. Well, whatever. Do whatever you want. Who cares? Just
try
just
to make sure.
Act surprised.
Let's make sure that they don't hear this before.
Well, no, that's what I was going to say. This is going to come out.
This is happening 36 minutes in, Nate.
This
takes a lot of commitment to get here.
Yeah,
they've had to listen
for a long time. they'll
fucking quit.
This will come out. This will come out on BigBangBop.com.
They'll hear the masturbation talking. Just like fuck it.
I'm done. I'm not
from masturbation
to
games.
So this will come out after the dinner party anyway. So just act surprised when Lisa tells
absolutely
at the story. At the party. Yeah. So I'm on my way to pick Lisa up. Actually, Lisa calls me up to pick her up, and I'm packing to come back to Saskatoon. And, like, we had to take the car in that day because we wanted to get it checked out. We took it into Jiffy Lube to get the winter tires put on the car. This is the Protege. Lisa's Protege. Has winter tires and summer tires. We got the summer tires taken off. And they put the winter tires on. And the Jiffy Lube guy said, you know, there's some issues that maybe you should get looked at. It's probably okay, but take it into a garage, get this suspension stuff and the front wheels all checked out. And, you know, give it. So, okay, we took it in. So, you know, I took the car in, and I drove Lisa to school. And then, you know, the car ends up being fine. Nothing wrong with it. There's a little bit of stuff with the suspension. Those are just noises that, you know, then shaking in the wheel. That's natural in the model. No worries. Okay, cool. At no charge. They didn't even charge us for the check or anything. So no, we're pumped up about that.
Nice.
We were worried it was going to be like that. You know, that car makes
$100 to tell you.
$100 to tell us fuck all, or $1,000 because something needs to be fixed on it.
Yeah.
And you know, we were thinking that maybe like there's some sounds that come out there. So I was thinking, well, maybe there's some issues there. But you know, we got to get it fixed. Lisa's doing her American internship right away out in Bethesda, Maryland. So, you know, she's going to need her car and it's got to be tip-top shape. So I drove her to school and then went back home, picked up the car, did my thing, watched Netflix, all that stuff. Decide, you know, last minute that, I should probably get packed because I'm going to Saskatoon tomorrow morning. So, you know, I better get my shit together. And as I'm doing that, she calls me. And, like, I had a ball hockey game that night in Hamilton. So, and my packing was way behind. I hadn't even started. So I was kind of bummed. I was kind of like, and one of the really good junior player, really great kid out in Kitchener was, wanted to go play some racquetball, but I turned him down. I was like, no, sorry, man. I'm busy. I can't do it today. I'm kind of working with him, trying to coach. He calls me his coach. So I guess I'm coaching him. So whatever, short story long. So then, you know, she calls me and I'm kind of wanting to, like, you know, tell her, you know, sorry, you got to take the bus. Like, I need to get my packing done. I got to get up to Hamilton later. But I'm like, I give it like the long, drawn out, dramatic, like, oh, okay. What? It's not okay. Like, well, I got a lot to do right now. I just finished doing the dishes. I got a movie. Like, I'm watching a movie. I'm doing the dishes.
So hard, man.
It's so hard. Like, oh, I just started packing. I don't have much time. I got to be in Hamilton soon. And so but, you know, okay, whatever. I'll pick her up. So driving along to pick her up, and I get pretty close down Columbia Street, which is right close to the school. And, you know, I'm just driving along. All of a sudden, I see something, and psh, smash, windshield just, like, I didn't even just saw it, like, last second, right? It was coming. Big smash, like fuck, smashed the fuck out of the windshield. Didn't even know what it was until, like,
this is her car,
after,
right?
This is... this is my car.
Oh, your
car. This is
car.
The Cavalier. Her car I didn't take.
Okay.
And, you know, I just figured, well, I'm picking her up, so I should use my gas.
Yeah.
Take my car to pick her up. I almost took her car. And the thing about her car is the windshield on her car is already needs replacing.
Yeah.
Already needs replacing. So smashed the fuck out of the windshield, like, bad. And, like, didn't even, you know, it all kind of happened. But I remember in my mind seeing, like, you know, it kind of, after it happened, my mind kind of, like, gathered everything and connected the dots. And I remember seeing this little goose head. I hit a goose. There's a lake right by the school.
Nice.
And geese, or Canada geese, are flying all there.
So you fucked.
And this is what we're having for dinner tomorrow.
You killed.
I was ready to fucking sell out on my vegetarianism. To pull over and grab the geese and cook them up, because I'm sure it would have made a fuck great
goose
meal.
Some shit.
Goose all fucking, yeah. Watch that thing up, that tasty little treat.
I'll feed it to the king.
So, smashed the fuck out of the windshield, wailed on that goose, and, like, I, on one hand, I was like, fuck, I should have taken your car. Like, I told Lisa, like, showed up to pick Lisa up, and she's like, oh, you want to come in and look at glasses? She didn't see the smashed windshield.
Yeah.
I was like, no. She's like, well, how come? I'm like, get in the car. I didn't mean it like
shut,
that.
Shut the fuck up, get out here.
I didn't mean like, fucking bitch, get in my car now, right now, we're fucking going. I didn't mean that. I just meant like, I wanted her to see it without me telling her. I wanted her to have the reveal. I didn't want to spoil the story.
You want to make it kind of a...
So, you know, I was like, just get in the car. And she's like, okay, he's being kind of short with me, whatever, he must be in a bad mood. And then she, like, just as she's getting in the car, she's like, oh, what happened? It's like, yeah, I hit a goose. And but I was like, fuck, I should have taken your car, because you already need the windshield replaced on your car. But then she's looking at it and saying, well, there was a little crack in the windshield. He might have went all the way through if I would have hit him.
Oh.
If I would have hit him with an already cracked windshield.
Motherfucker. He's dead when he hits.
Well, yeah, or he's like flopping around, who knows? But dead or alive, I've got a goose either that hits me dead in the face, right in the mush, or flops around or is dead right next to me.
So
and a completely smashed windshield right next to, like, so it's probably good that I took my car and not hers, because motherfucker might have went all the way through.
So,
I don't know.
So okay, that didn't happen. So you hit the goose.
Yeah, and limped the car back home because don't have time. Like, you know, I gotta get home so I can go to Hamilton right away for ball hockey. Yeah. So, you know, just limped it home. We'll get the glass replaced tomorrow.
Yeah.
So shouldn't take too much longer. I know we wanted to leave 10:15. Can we, or 9:15? Sorry.
Hurry it up.
Okay, I'll hurry it up. So then. Well, I can't take, I got to drive out to Hamilton. It's about an hour and 5 minutes away, so I got to take my car now because I can't drive mine with, you know, the smashed windshield, whatever. So as I'm driving to Hamilton for ball hockey, there's some of those noises in the right side passenger wheel. Pretty bad, but I keep having in my head, you know, oh, well, they told us nothing's wrong there. You know, that's natural. I've got that in my head, like, okay, this is natural.
So you just turn the music up.
Yeah, just listen to Rogan, turn it up. And, you know, I know, like, my smart side of my brain saying, no, this is way too much for it to be just, but it's coming in and out. Like, if I speed up, it goes away.
You're not a fucking mechanic.
I'm not a mechanic. What am I going to do trying to fix it? If I speed up, or if I hit the cruise, or if I slow down, it stops. So I'm like, well, whatever, I guess. So I get to the ball hockey, and we lose Game three of a playoff series, we lose. Oh, whatever,
you suck.
Bummer.
You suck,
we scored with a minute, about a second after the buzzer rang. Net's empty. We're trying to tie it up. Buzzer, right after that, pop it in the net, and it's like, nope, no goal, too late. Like, ties it up, goes to overtime if you get that. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
Driving home, all of a sudden, fucking driving along, and, like, shit just goes sideways. Like, ah, what the fuck? And, well, I wasn't doing that. I was pretty calm and cool, calm and collected about it. I was, you know, I think, on the 401, but, like, shit gets really loud and fucky, and I'm slowing down to pull over to, you know, get off the road, and, like, the speedometer is just jumping all around. Like, it's just up and down, up and down.
Yeah.
I get off, I pull over, and, you know, I'm about to get out and check out the wheel, but I am on the 401, which is, like, a, you know, one of the busiest cities. Just a little side road, you know. It's, on the way from Toronto, home from Toronto to, you know, just, you know, not a real busy road. So I decide I'm going to pull over more, and it's still loud and all that shit. What had actually happened was Jiffy Lube, when they changed the, well, sorry to, I don't know if I want to defame, you know, companies.
Some company.
Whatever, some company that we, sorry, oh, that's our alarm. So I'll finish this up and we'll be done. What had actually happened is when the winter tires got replaced or got put back on, I guess whatever happened, like, they gave us a really good deal to put the winter tires, you know, they gave us a great deal for an oil change and to change the tires. So, but I guess, you know, for whatever reason, they just, maybe the bolts are fucky or they just weren't put on properly or whatever. The wheel for the driver's side front wheel actually fell off. It actually came off. The only thing, it didn't come off, like, it didn't roll away down the highway, down the 401. It came off and was just still on the bearing part.
All the nuts
were off. Like, it fucking fell off, and I pulled over off of the 401. Thank God. I was gonna
say,
thank God.
You're on the shoulder. Did it pop off completely?
No, it stayed on. It stayed on there, but it was, nothing was connecting it.
Yeah.
Nothing had it.
It was just
locked
the weight.
On.
It was just the weight of the car. If you
everything, yeah, the weight of the car has just stayed on. So pulled over, and then yeah, it had actually fallen right off.
So what did you do?
So yeah, I had to call a tow truck, and he came and got, well, you know, short story long, I can make this story take a lot longer, but yeah, I got towed, and then now we have no vehicles, so I had to take a cab to the airport.
Smash
when Lisa was gonna,
windshield and book your time.
Yeah, so I'm taking a $110 cab ride to Toronto to catch my flight, when meanwhile Lisa was gonna drive me to the airport, but I guess she got to sleep in it. At least she didn't have to drive me to the airport.
So you could just put other lug nuts on me or something? Like, was
well,
other things fucked up?
We thought that, you know, and that's the thing. We were so lucky. On not only because I, you know, lost the tire came off in the 401, and if it was busy and I had to pull over, couldn't pull up, like, I could have been fucked. But we had to get the lug nuts replaced. We took it back into Detmer, and at the time, like, you know.
You used another company.
Sorry, we took it into the tire place, but you know, they had talked to us about, you know, this stuff and you know, nothing being wrong, and you know, so we were kind of like, well, they said nothing was wrong, but we found out the next day that they didn't see anything wrong with the tires, so they didn't even take the tires off, so it definitely had nothing to do with them.
It
wasn't their fault, but they took a look at everything,
so.
Yeah, and they fixed everything. All it was is just, you know, the lug nuts weren't put on properly, or they're rusted out, or whatever it was. So it was just like $250 of repairs. They repaired the lug nuts that were off, that were fucked, that were totally sheared off on that one.
Yeah.
And they checked the other ones and saw, you know, they're kind of rusty. You could fix these too.
Huh.
So they fixed those as well. And there's, yeah, obviously a little bit of scratches and stuff on the inside of the rim for the wheel, but no bad damage.
Really?
You know, a fucking tire falls off on the 401.
Almost.
It was off of its bearings, like, not connected anymore. It didn't fall right off. But, yeah. And just $250 worth of repairs to get new lug nuts put on,
which we probably
would have had to do anyways.
You know who I think
right?
it was? I don't think it was that fucking. I don't think it was the fucking shop, man. It was the fucking goose.
Who's the goose now?
The ghost of the goose.
Who's
the
goose now?
Goose, he got you, kid.
Well, that's the thing. That's why I talked about not playing the kid, Because had I played the kid, when I would have had to go pick Lisa up,
yeah,
I would have taken, it's a different route. For me to get from the Kitchener Y yeah. to school, I'm taking the highway instead of taking all these streets down Columbia where the lake is, where the goose are. I'm approaching from a different way. The goose isn't even a factor. So if I just would have got off my selfish ass and went and coached the kid, I wouldn't have hit the goose. Or, you know, if I would have taken Lisa's car, although the goose might have went right through the windshield yeah. into my face and killed me. But, you know,
fucking multiverse.
But then, you know what, though? It's still, you know, maybe Lisa takes the car to the Festa for school. And
and your life turns out
and then she
before we
her,
end this,
her wheels fall off.
Before we end this, we heard short story long. Now we're gonna hear long story short. I was driving to pick up Lisa earlier in the day. We had the winter tires put on.
Yeah.
I hit a goose. Driving home later, the tire fell off on the 401.
It's all on how you tell.
Wow, it's all on how you tell the story. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Who's the goose now? That's me.
That's why you've always said that, I guess.
That's, I guess, why, you know, ever since Dude, Where's My Car, which isn't even that great of a movie. I don't really have this crazy...
It's a bad movie.
It's not good. I don't really have this crazy infatuation with that movie, but
two.
I do... It,
two stars.
It might be a two. I might give it a three, just because comedies usually get easier ratings because they make me laugh. But it might get a two. It might get a three. Either way, who's the goose now? Who's the goose now? Oh, that's me. I've always liked that saying a lot. So who's the goose now? That's
well,
me.
Well, we're going to have to come up... title for this podcast.
Yeah, right now it's just the Big Bang Bob podcast. This was episode one. Thanks for listening if you listened. We had fun. You guys have fun?
Yeah, it was good.
You guys got a closing line you want to bust out? I'll say, well, see you later, because that's what I always say. Anything, any nice goodbye lines you want to say?
No.
I think the name of this episode...
I don't know, man.
I think the name of this episode is...
Who's the Goose?
Two Beers
no,
Deep.
No.
2 Beers Deep? I kind of got a buzz on right now. I'm starving and I drank
it's
2 beers.
It's movies, gays, and racism.
Boom. Movies, Gays, and Racism. Who's the Goose?
But
2 Beers Deep.
Let's think on it.
Maybe the podcast could be called 2 Beers Deep. Maybe the podcast could be called Movies, Beer, and Racism. I don't know. Whatever. We'll figure that out, I guess. But so long.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us, folks. Bye-bye.
Bye.